This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 126 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Christy Kemnick-Nicole from Lake Michigan Credit Union here in Estero. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, excited to learn a little bit more about you and the Lake Michigan Credit Union. So let's start off by, why don't you share a little bit about what you do over there?
Well, here at Lake Michigan Credit Union, we have a department that specifically specializes in our higher net worth clients that have an exclusive banking relationship with us. And it allows them to have several different perks in our premier banking program. And what I hear most from people is they love the fact that they get higher rates on their checking account, lower rates on loans. They're also allowed to finance up to 100% on their mortgage if they are a premier banking client and qualify for that. And of course, they get a lot of other freebies, free safety deposit box, specialized check covers. They get a special limit for their credit cards that others do not qualify for if they're not in the Premier Banking Program. And we specifically give that specialized service. So if we have somebody that is a business owner and they can't get away from their business and they have a banking need, we will go straight to them. And I can honestly tell you that I love working with our Premier Banking clients. They know our names, they have our cell phone number. So if something happens after hours, they can call us whenever they need us.
Back to what banking used to be, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So how did you get involved in this industry?
I started out in the banking industry 32 years ago. I started out as a teller on the teller line and worked my way up through the system, assistant manager, branch manager. At one point, I was the head of retail for a larger bank. And 13 years ago, I found my way to Lake Michigan Credit Union. And the feeling here is I feel like I'm part of a big family. They care about their members. They truly care about their employees. And I think that that's really reflected in the way we interact with the members that we serve and the communities we serve.
And that is great. So you're not from here originally then, are you?
No, I'm not. I actually was born and raised in Michigan.
I moved to look at the mitten. We're in the mitten, right?
In the mitten. And that's where the Lake Michigan Credit Union part comes in for me. And 8 years ago, I moved here and started working in the wealth management and premier banking program. And I absolutely love it here in Florida. So
We all love it down here, don't we? Mm-hmm. So everybody's had some type of, I'm going to say, challenge or maybe obstacle along their journey that they can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm better because I went through it. Is there something to happen along your journey?
Yes, something very specific. At the age of 21, I had only been married 3.5 years, had a small baby, and my husband was killed in a hit and run driving accident. And I can tell you at that young age, I had to rely on somebody to help me financially, because honestly, at the age of 21, I did not have a clue. And somebody that guided me through that process and helped me invest life insurance money for later on down the road for my daughter. And that really helped me understand how important it is to have somebody in your life that can help you financially, not just with that day, but throughout your future, to help keep you financially sound. And I really believe that's what led me in this direction.
Yeah, so you got to have, you know, there's a little passion involved there and a little willingness to help and, you know, for people to avoid, you know, what you might have gone through if you weren't prepared or didn't have the right people around you.
Exactly.
So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions surrounding what you do that maybe we could clear up for our listeners?
Yes, I think I think probably one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about Premier Banking or Select Banking, when they hear the name, is they think that they have to be uber rich to participate in a program like that. And our program does not require you to be uber rich. It's really more about building a full relationship with the credit union. Most of our members here in Florida qualify because they have checking with us, savings with us, certificates of deposit. Some have wealth management relationships, but they're not uber wealthy. You don't have to be uber wealthy to be part of a Premier Banking program, but you do have to have that inclusivity where your banking relationship is primarily at Lake Michigan Credit Union. And what I mean by that is we look for them to have a direct deposit into their checking or savings account. And we look that they use their checking account to pay all their primary bills. So we know that we are their primary financial institution. And that's really what Premier Banking is about.
And it's about using all the products and services that are available to you through Lake Michigan Credit Union.
That is correct.
So do you see certain things maybe trending in the industry?
I think over the last 10 years, I personally can tell you that I have seen more financial institutions, credit unions and banks, gear more of their specialized products towards people who are loyal to their financial institution. I think that that's going to continue on. And we're going to continue to see financial institutions really take care of the people that are loyal to them.
That's great. I hope so, because, you know, it's been a rough, I want to say, a couple of years, but it seems like customer service has gone the way of a lot of things. And it's good to hear that it's coming back.
So I couldn't agree with you more. People don't like to call a 1-800 number, or they don't like to call into a phone and constantly get a voicemail or be transferred. Folks like to know who they're dealing with. They like to see their faces. They like to know their names, and they like the same in return.
It's what I call relationship banking. My mom worked in a bank growing up, and yeah. She, you know, she knew everybody in town because they would come in and they would see her. So there is that relationship and that connection.
You're absolutely correct. It's all about relationships and building those relationships.
That is. So I know you probably don't have a lot of free time, but what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
I love spending time with my grandchildren, and I love to crochet. I like to sew. I'm a crafter, so I like to craft. I enjoy spending time with my husband, and I love to go for walks. So,
and you can do that outside down here in Southwest Florida. Don't have to worry about snow
or ice or anything right. like that.
Right, right. The weather's very consistent down here, which we love. So is there one thing that maybe you wish our listeners knew about Lake Michigan Credit Union that maybe they don't know?
I would just like to let them know that most credit unions, including Lake Michigan Credit Union, are nonprofit organizations, and we give our profits back to our members through higher interest rates on deposit accounts, CDs, checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets, and offer lower loan rates on car loans, mortgages. And we're able to do that because the money that's generated actually goes back to the members and the services that we provide for them and the products.
That is great. It's so important now because so many businesses outside, even outside of the banking industry, are just focused more on profit and how much money can we generate with this fee or that fee or this and that.
And you're exactly right. If we're a bank, we are answering to the shareholders. Well, we are not a bank. We are a credit union. We answer to the members that we serve. That's the difference.
And that's all about being part of the community.
It is. And giving back. Absolutely.
I love it. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more or joining the credit union?
Yeah, they can call me at 239-908-5894, or they can email me at Christy, Kristy, Nicol, Nicol, at lmcu.org.
Very good. Christy, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor, and I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.